welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being. And we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Okay. Hi. I wanted to talk today about perfectionism and getting things done and criticism. Because it's been coming up regularly, I'll say, in different conversations that I've been having, both in with my peers and in my coaching groups. And so let's talk about it. Let's talk about perfectionism and the difference between striving for perfection versus striving for excellence versus getting something out into the world. And there are times for all of those things, but the self-criticism that comes with perfectionism, I see as upsetting, and I see it as damaging and something that can actually keep us stuck. I see that it is keeping people from doing what it is that they need to do in the world and from moving forward from where they are to where they want to be. And this comes back to wanting things to be really good and seeing those things as a reflection of themselves or as an indication of their self-worth. Now, let's get something clear, right? Perfectionism and perfect doesn't actually exist, right? Yes, we can have perfection in terms of grammar and spelling and things. And anyone who knows me knows that that is not my strong suit and that I hire in my team the people that are good at that, because that is not my thing. And it's not my strength. I can get it there, but it would take me way too long. And it's not something I care about, actually. So there's a difference between, you know, getting something grammatically perfect as to getting a whole campaign or project perfect. Because when we are dealing with lots of moving pieces and when we are dealing with marketing, perfect doesn't exist. Because what you might think is a perfect marketing campaign will potentially fall totally flat. Could potentially, honestly, fall totally flat for your audience and not work. And maybe it was the thing that you really loved and that you were sure was going to, you know, do whatever it is you wanted it to do, triple your income or allow you to go on that holiday or, you know, hire the team member, whatever the thing, right? And so I think maybe coming from that background has really positioned me, as in coming from a marketing background and knowing that about marketing campaigns, has positioned me in a good spot to be able to take criticism or rejection as a learning opportunity or as just to completely actually disregard it and not worry about it and move on faster. But I see a lot of people getting stuck here and tying themselves to the results that they get or the comments that they receive and being very self-conscious and making themselves small because of what people might think or say, or And so I want to really bring this to your attention so that you can identify whether you do this, whether this is true for you. And I'm not talking about half-assing a project or something like that, right? But I'm talking about getting it to a point where good enough is good enough, and then you iterate as you go and allow things to be less than perfect as they grow and evolve, because we are humans and we are always growing and evolving, and our businesses are always growing and evolving. I don't know one business, one successful business, that is not shifting the way that they are doing things, or the products that they have, or the work people they're working, you know, they always have or are focusing on some sort of evolution, growth, whatever that is, because times change, people change, products change. And again, don't hear that, you know, we need to throw everything out the window. I'm talking about incremental slight changes. So let me give you an example. We are about to launch a brand new product to the market. When I say brand new product, this is something that we have been using in our business for over a year with our current clients, and we are now going to release this as a standalone product for people who are not our agency clients. And that means we've never done marketing around this before. So it's an entirely new marketing campaign. It has to fit in with the structure of the business and the other products that we have and the other things that we do. And it needs to fit in a way, in terms of, if I'm going to get people to opt into a lead magnet, right? If I'm going to get people to opt into a freebie, then where are they getting sent? And how does that product now make sense within our entire list of products, right? How does that work? Where does it fit in? What is the goal of it? All of that. We are building all of that out because it's something brand new that we haven't put messaging around before. We haven't worked it in. So the entire back end of our business is now getting scrubbed shiny clean and getting rebuilt from the ground up, totally new marketing machine to link it all in. And it's a mammoth job. So we're nearly 2 months in, and we will be done by the end of August. So this means like new email sequences, all the things, new web pages, landing pages, sequences, buttons, blah, blah, blah. Like it's a lot. It's really a lot. And it's super fun, like a side note, because strategy and all of that, that's what I love. But it's very also detail oriented. And so we are now on our third version of the landing page. And how this has evolved is that I have created a very loose wireframe, which, you know, this is going to go here, this is going to go here, this is kind of the messaging for this and this and this. And then opened it up to people that I trust within different spaces and asked them to pick it apart and like have no mercy. Right? Because it doesn't matter ultimately what I like. What matters is that it makes sense to people who don't love this thing. And I can't wait to release it and actually tell you all about it, but who know that what I'm trying to achieve, what the thing is, and can pick it apart from an outside perspective. Now, as I then listen to that feedback, it would be really easy for me to make those comments mean something about me. Like one of the comments that I got was, you know, don't make it all about you, make it all about this thing, right? And that sentence, as they said it, I was like laughing and going, yeah, like totally agree, right? But it triggered to me, like it really stood out to me that could hurt some people's feelings, and that a lot of people are doing that, right? that they are worried about that feedback. They don't want to hear that feedback, and so they don't put the thing out there. All right, they create the thing in their room, like on their computer where no one can see, and then they release it without any feedback, without opening themselves up to that. And maybe they never do it because they're trying to get it perfect by themselves. Now, again, we are not talking about, you know, just doing a poor job of this and not putting your whole effort into it and releasing something that's crap. We're not talking about that. Maybe it will be crap and you think it's great. That's okay too, right? We need the feedback. Moving on. But the point is that we can get stuck because we don't want to hear that kind of feedback. And I encourage you to lean in to be open to receiving everything that it is that people can offer you to improve the thing that you have, but be super selective about who those people are and know that you have the right to totally put that advice in the bin, right? So you get to receive that feedback. You get to hold it up to the light and you say, do I agree with this? Is this true? And you decide whether you take it on board and you carry that with you and you make some changes, or you put it on the shelf as in, I'm going to think about that, or you chuck it straight in the bin and go, I disagree with that, and don't let it actually mean something about what it is that you're doing and the value that it is that is going to bring, or the value that it is that you bring. Because it can be easy to do that, and we are wired to care what people think. But honestly, like I was saying, I believe that, you know, what, 6 years in marketing, having my own business has worn off some of that care factor, because everything is a test. And so think about it like that, right? Get something good enough and take it to market and let people tell you, let the market tell you, or let, before you take it to market, take it to peers, people that you trust, not just anyone, not just Uncle Sally, not, you know, Joe down the road, people that you trust, and tell them to, you know, have no mercy, give it to you straight. You don't want the sugar-coated version. The sugar-coated version does not serve you, but don't get stuck in trying to make it perfect. This thing that we're building, I'm just putting, like, we're putting the big pieces in, right? The big rocks, so that it portrays what it is we want it to portray. And then we're going to take it to market. And maybe the market don't respond at all and we start again. Or maybe the market respond to, you know, nugget, like thing number three on the page. And so then we know we really have to drive home that message, and we iterate. It's not a one and done. The things in your business are likely, if it's part of a marketing funnel, are likely not one and done. They're going to be this living, breathing thing that takes its time in becoming the asset that you want it to be, because you are not your market. So please don't get stuck in that perfectionism place with that judgment and all of that. Just have your idea, know what you want to achieve, get some feedback on it, decide what you're going to do with that feedback, make the changes, and then put the thing out into the world, because it is stopping you from living your purpose, from building the thing you want to build. Like, don't get stuck on the nitty-gritty tiny little things on the website, right? The website is not important. I know that sounds weird. I have a multi six-figure agency that does not have a website, right? You don't need a website. You can have one. You might want a landing page, right? But it's not going to be the thing that saves you, right? It's the one page or the website or the thing is not going to be the thing that saves you. We need that holistic approach, the holistic campaign, in order to achieve what it is you want to achieve. So hyper focusing on one tiny little piece of the, or, you know, one ingredient in the soup or the pie it's not going to get the pie made. Rant over, I promise. I hope that this resonates. I hope this hits home. I hope you feel the love, right? I hope you feel the love coming. I don't want you to get stuck in that place of inaction or perfectionism because you're trying to brand it as excellence, right? We don't have to be perfect to make a true difference in people's lives or whatever it is you're trying to do, right? You don't need to be perfect to do that. You already have everything that you need. You just need to take it out there. All right. Thank you so much for listening to my rant. I cannot wait to release this thing to you. So stay tuned for the first week in September. And I can't wait for your feedback on my thing. And yeah, there'll be a podcast episode on that. See you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.